which is specific for davening. That's why I have to take off the talus. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply to a kittel. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, if the head of the household or whatever, you wear a kittel at the Seder, right? And you have to go to the bathroom in the middle, take off the kittel. Because again, it's a garment that is miyuchad for davening, and therefore you should take it off.
If you're just going in to wash your hands, you also have to remove the towel.
Yeah, because it's a place. It's an unbecoming place.
Would it then have the same associated with a non-Jewish cleaner and sleeping in it? How is this?
Yeah, well, he says it's the same reason.
So we should not give it to a non-Jewish cleaner?
So that's why I said, so the Mishnah Berurah says we're makel on it, some are machmir. Or you could be makel. So I think the answer, what makes sense to me, again, is it depends on the cleaner. Right? If a Jewish owner or something like that. And I know another place, not just the one I go to also. Another place I used to go to. And then there's Jewish owners, and there's always one of the brothers there. And they're giving a talis, make a big deal about it. So in those type of cases, workers know that, it's not just a regular garment. Okay, Dalet on page 61. Yesh zar kesha adam lovesh talis shlo yigror tzitziosov. Person has to be careful when you're wearing a talis. Now again, this could be a talis katan if depending on the size and how you hold. But usually it's by us with a talis gadol. Should make sure that the tzitzis don't drag on the floor. Now again, because sometimes, it depends on the style, depends on what somebody likes. Some people like shorter talism, some people like really long talism. That's very interesting, Some even chashurava and like it short. Some like them really long. So, but if they're really long, and don't forget that tzitzis come down past the line of the garment, of the talis. So again, you have to be careful they don't drag on the floor. So I don't think mine drag on the floor, but I have noticed that, as I mentioned, that they're dirty all of a sudden, especially when they're nice and new. So I saw somewhere in the Rosh Hashanah, he talks about sometimes when you put it on or something, for a second, or you're sitting down, it's like falling on the floor. So you pick them up right away. But again, we're not talking about a short period of time, but this is like the long talus, and the tzitzis are always dragging. So that's not right. And why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's the same thing, theme as we have been discussing throughout, and that is bizui mitzvah. It's unbecoming. It's not the proper way to treat a mitzvah, to have it dragging on the floor. Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason also, and that is because it might become puzzle. Step on it, So then he brings out an interesting language. He says, therefore you should lift them up, I guess the back ones, and put them in your belt or gartel or whatever. Sometimes you see that? See rebbes or chassidish people? They have the back tzitzis, they have them tucked in. I was going to say that. I think I remember my father-in-law used to do that. But that's because he did. It's very interesting. Some rebbes and also my father-in-law, for whatever reason, for whatever reason, they didn't, we fold our talus on our shoulder, fold it over. Some people don't do that. You ever see rebbes or a lot, sometimes chassidim, they don't fold it over.
Or a shawl?
Yeah, they just wear it, just wear it. So if you would just wear it like that, just unfold it over your shoulder, so then for sure, no matter what size it is, they're probably going to drag on the floor. So that's why I think that's a, that's not the way they wear a gartel, but if you're wearing a gartel, it's convenient. I think you stick them into the gartel. I don't know if I want. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah says bechaguro into your belt. I don't know if I want to stick my tzitzis under my belt. I don't know. But the Mishnah Berurah says that, so if it's fine by him, it's fine by me. I'm not firmer than the Chofetz Chaim. Okay. So let's go on to Chof Beis. Kana talis, if you bought a talis, we're also about tzitzis, and you made and you put tzitzis on that talis, mevark shachianu. right? You make a shachianu. Why? So the Mechaber says, lo garo mikelim chadashim. Zani, you know, you buy a new suit. Buy a new suit, you make a shachianu. So why should the talis be any worse? Now the Mishbura goes through, I think you know about this, that we're specifically talking about that, again, that the talis is ready to go. It doesn't have to be repaired or anything like that. Because you all know the halacha is usually when you buy something new, you make the shachianu. So even when you buy the suit, you should make the shachianu. We don't in general for two reasons. The suit's not ready to go usually. Meaning that usually you have to get it shanis tested. I don't know, chas v'shalom, who knows what's, you know, might not be wearable. Number two is you might have to get it altered even after you get shanis tested, right? You got to put the hem and the do this, right? All this type of stuff. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, that when you make a bracha on something, you dafka beinan shah miyuchedes o kinyan olavisha, that it has to be at a certain time you make a shachianu, either at the time you buy it or the time you wear it, the time of simcha. So I don't know, buying, again, we could buy a lot of things, again not, let's say, clothing that might have to be altered or shanis tested or all the other type of stuff. But, you know, sometimes you buy something, whatever it may be, a car. People buy cars still. A car. And so again, you make a shachianu. Now again, if it's a family car, you make a hatovah meitiv. Right? If it's something, you buy a house. So again, you make a shachianu. But believe it or not, you usually make a hatovah meitiv. Unless you're living in the house by yourself. Right? Could be. But hopefully not. Again, so then instead of a shachianu, make a bracha tova meitiv. Then now again, some people either then or people make the shachianu when they move in, or when you buy it. There's really simcha. I don't know. A lot of times, so it depends. Different people are different. It's very interesting shachianu. Halacha. Very interesting halacha. I have it written down to ask as a shaila, that to a posek whenever. There's a very strange halacha, and I mean I shouldn't say strange. There's no strange halacha, that when a relative dies, a parent, like a father, you make a shachianu. Why? Get a yerusha. I don't know. I don't think it'd be hard to do. You know, like. I remember I heard in the name of a very prominent Rebbetzin in town, her father passed away. So she got a check for life insurance. It was like $3,000. So she was very close to my sister, Fagi. So Fagi said, this prominent Rebbetzin said, forget the $3,000, I'd rather have my father back. You know, like, but I have an interesting story. Well, now, based upon American law, so the reason why you make a shachianu is, oh, you got money, right? Because as soon as the person passed away, right, the money came to you. But we know in American law that's not true, right? There's probate, there's, right, that things have to be, even if you have a trust, it has to be transferred to your name and all. So I think I asked the postdoc actually now, I asked him, like, it seems to me that you'd make the shachianu, which in a way is a lot more, I don't want to use this word, but I will, palatable, right? Not when the person dies, but you make it like, I don't know, a year later or whatever it is, when it passes through probate or the trust is vested or whatever fancy word they use, right? So he said, you're probably right. Right, because that's when you get the money. Like when the person passes away, you know, like, you know, it's still in their name. You know, so I don't know. But again, that's not what, here we're talking about, again, you get a talis, so it's not any worse than anything else. The Rama says, v'im lo birech b'shash asiya. Let's say, now again, I should make this clear. The Mechaber says, kana talis v'asa bo tzitzis. If you made a, bought a talis, and you put tzitzis on it, so you make a shachianu. So that's mashma that even before you wear it, right? You just bought something, and you put the tzitzis on. I didn't wear it yet. Make a shachianu. Make a shachianu. Because it's a new object, right? Again, it doesn't have to be checked for shana. I got a new talis. Well, it feels good, even before you wore it. And the Ramah says, v'im lo birech, b'shas asiyah mevarech, b'shas ituf rishon. So as I mentioned before, so then you make the bracha, if you didn't make the bracha when you made them, so then make the bracha when the first time you wrap yourself in it. Now again, a lot of times this is really not so nogea. It's not so nogea because for a lot of people, they don't wrap their twine, whatever word I'm looking for again, their own tzitzis, right? They have somebody else make it for them. So you're not going to, so again, when you really feel the simcha is when you wear it the first time. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that what you would do, let's say if you make the shachianu, when you wear it the first time, so you first make the bracha lisatef. And then afterwards you make the bracha shachianu. So you make the shachianu, you make the itu first because now I'm wearing it for the first time, right? So, and then afterwards you make the shachianu. Then the Mishnah Berurah, we're running out of time, but Mishnah Berurah also, Mishnah Berurah Bates says something very interesting. Ein mevarak shachianu al mitzvah. Kivan de eino ba mizman lezman. You don't make a shachianu on a mitzvah because it doesn't come from time to time, right? Regular scheduled time, like lulav, you know, it's every year, you know, Hanukkah licht, whatever. Lefize im asa tzitzis bebeged shaylo kvar. So based upon this, if you put tzitzis on, let's say you put new tzitzis on an existing talus, you had that talus already. You want to swap out the tzitzis. So then he says, "Ashlo ahayabot tzitzis me'olam, ein sarach levarachem shalkanu." Even if it was a garment, again, let's say it was a poncho, I don't know, and it never had tzitzis on it, still you would not make a shalkanu because the shalkanu goes on the garment. Garments used already. And he says the same thing if you make tefillin for yourself, also would not make a shalkanu. Again, well, we don't have time to get into this, but again, there's a whole bir halacha about, he brings down some poskim that say that if you do a mitzvah the first time, bimei chayav, first time ever, so then you make a shachianu. That's interesting. But again, that is an issue. Okay, we have to stop here for tonight. Meretz Hashem, pick this up. What day is it? Wednesday. Pick this up tomorrow.